Blog Talk Radio.
Do you dream of becoming an entrepreneur? Do you dream of starting a new career or owning your own business? Do you desire to work at home? Do you want to leave an inheritance for your children and their children? Do you have the time, the talent, and treasures to invest in yourself? Thank God you're alive. I would like to invite you to Kingdom Live with Deborah Jackson Live. I'm Deborah, your host of Deborah Jackson Live. And I would like to invite you to join me at the Kingdom Entrepreneur Network Group. I am an author, entrepreneur, mentor, and advocate. I am spirit-led, a spirit-led kingdom woman, blessed with success. And I like to share my knowledge and my experience to help you become a witness, become a soul winner, and mentor thousands of souls into the kingdom. It's all about kingdom business, providing kingdom essentials for answering the call and fulfilling purpose and destiny. You can visit my website at DAJEvangelisticoutreachministries.org. You can listen to me 7 days a week. You can listen to me on Sunday on Deborah Jackson Live. The call-in number is 714-816-4713. Or you can listen to me on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. If you haven't answered the call to do the work of an evangelist, you can listen to me every Wednesday and Saturday morning at 7 a.m. for Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. It's all about the kingdom, and it's all about the call. And that's at 7 o'clock a.m. Also, you're thinking about publishing, or you want to give for a cause, join me every Tuesday and Thursday on Publishing for a Cause with Kingdom Publisher. You want to call in on Tuesdays and Thursdays? That number is 516-418-5692. And Deborah Jackson Live, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 30 minutes at 11 o'clock a.m. So get out your pencil and a tablet, because I would like you to join me. If you seeking or dreaming or aspire to become an entrepreneur, I dare you to dream. I dare you to join me, for the King has come. The Kingdom Entrepreneur Network Group. I'm seeking to mentor 12 entrepreneurs, whether you're already starting out or dreaming or becoming. I dare you to give me a call at 717-379-6663 or visit my website at www.deborah, Jackson Evangelistic Outreach Ministry, or www.dajevangelisticoutreachministry.org. I'm looking for your call, so give me a call at 717-379-6663. I'm the connector, the entrepreneur, the author. I need you to dare to dream. The Bible says, what does it profit to gain the whole world and lose your soul? Money can buy heaven. Money can buy life. But if you seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. We are an outreach established to establish the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. If you have a dream, if you have a product, if you're an artist, you have talent. If you're a musician, an artist, we're looking to promote you on Deborah Jackson Live. So give me a call at 717-379-6663. Or visit the website, www.DAJ Evangelistic Outreach Ministry. We have some kingdom essentials to help you fulfill your call and to fulfill your purpose. So join us. Give us a call at 717-379-1503. So we're going to pause just for a second. So enjoy this next election, and we will be back. I'm alive. Life and death is in the power of tongue. And God promised that all we have to do is seek him and we will find him. And millions of people each year want to know how to find God, and and many seeking to search for him for purpose, searching all their lives, and those who read the book and those who don't read the book, they continue to follow paths. And the Bible says that path, the word of God is a lamp and a light into our path. And all the scriptures is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It straightens us out and teaches us to do what is right. And it is good. It's God's way of preparing us in every way, preparing us to be citizens, above all, kingdom citizens on earth. Teaches us how to be parents. Teach us how to be faithful husband and wife. It teaches us how to become entrepreneurs. And it fully equips us for every good thing that God wants us to do. So, what are some of the essentials to being blessed to be a blessing? Kingdom essentials? Well, if you follow me in the book of Joshua 1, and 8. And I'm going to read from the King James Version for those of you who are kingdom scholars. Joshua 1 and 8 says that as we meditate on the word day and night, we will prosper and be successful. Joshua 1 and 8. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. See, for those of you who know the story about Joshua, Joshua was the successor of Moses. And Moses was the one that led the children out of Egypt. That's an awesome mantle that Joshua is carrying. But God told Joshua in the first chapter, the first verse, that after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over the Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. In every place that thy sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great rivers of the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the coming and going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee, and I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. But he told Joshua in the sixth verse that to be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. He said, but only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. See, there's a lot of word that will help you to understand that God's plan for man's success and prosperity is in the eighth verse, meditating on the word day and night. Meditating. He says, observe. He said, the book. What book? John Maxwell's book. John Maxwell does a lot of leadership teaching, and Max Monroe, Miles Monroe, he teaches much about the kingdom. These are great men that observe God's word and taught on principles, kingdom principles, for prosperity and success. See, these men are two examples that have built, helped them to establish other great men and women to become successful in establishing businesses, of establishing their passion, their dreams. Whether you become an author in politics or in owning several businesses or schools or becoming a professional doctor, lawyer, teacher, you have to study to show yourself approved, a workman rightly dividing words of truth. You've got to meditate day and night that thou may observe to do according to all that is written. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Over 40 years, when I look back, I look at my track record in the ministry, as a mother, as a model coach, as an author. I wear many hats, and many times we say the statement that many hats and no time to, no good for any of them. In other words, no discipline, no time management, no real goal set. But throughout my 40 years, I recognized that many times when we try to pursue our dreams or set out to establish ourselves, it takes time, it takes talent, and it takes treasures, meaning money. Habakkuk says, write the vision, make it plain, and they that read it will run with it. Many times, what they're saying is, you write it down, you're setting goals, you're establishing your vision, and you're going to run with it. And many times, many will not understand the vision. So you're feeling all alone. You're feeling discouraged because you're probably working 40 to 60 hours a week. You're probably working that you don't even have time for your family time, and God established family. You probably don't even have social time. So you try to play catch up. It sounds familiar. Yes, it's true. And time go by. Well, about 2 years ago, I was traveling, and I came back to my hometown, which is in Harrisburg, and I did a fashion show, and actually I hosted a fashion show, and I was black, it was a fashion show, and I was a guest. And I emceed the event. And after I got done, I was awarded a certificate for my entrepreneurial skills, my experience, and dedication to the community. I didn't realize that it was 40 years. I didn't know whether to cry or to smile and celebrate, because in my eyesight, in my finite mind, I didn't realize that 40 years had passed. And I didn't feel that I had reached or my accomplished my goals. Because, see, my dream was that by the time I get a certain age, at least by 33, that I would have become a millionaire so that I could reach a million souls. See, it's all about the kingdom. The Bible says, what does it profit to gain the whole world and lose your soul? You can't take $1 million into your grave. And if you got bad health, you may not even make it to 1,000. And being that we're one person, one mind, one goal, you've got to put your trust in the King. Because when you put your trust in houses and land and people and your riches, the Bible says, what does it profit? You gain the whole world and lose your soul. The Lord gives us rest, and He gives us land. He gives us treasures, and He gives us time to bless, to be a blessing. See, we become a blessing when we recognize that we are the sons and daughters of Abraham. Moses blessed the people of Israel, and Joshua was the successor of Moses to carry out the blessings. Actually, Abraham is the father of many nations, and God promised him that he would be blessed, to be a blessing, to bless his children and their children. See, when you learn how to give, not grudgingly, but cheerfully, God can trust you with his jewels. See, time, talents, and treasure all belong to you. It belongs to God. God gives us the time. He gives us the talent. He gives us the treasures. And God's blessings is not greedy. But what He does is He expects us to be faithful. He expects us to be good stewards. So, as we meditate, as the Word said, day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein, but then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. This is the Word of the Lord, and you're listening to Deborah Jackson Live, your host. I'm also the author of a book called entitled Fulfilling My Destiny from the Runway to the Pulpit. It was forewarded by Pastor Florence Abdullah, the president of Women and the NAACP of Harrisburg. And she's also the pastor of Grace and Mercy's Church and Ministry. She stated, "You're going to love this book. This book may not be the first inspirational book that you have read, but it will be one that will immediately inspire you to seek God for His purpose in your life. And each chapter, it will take you on a profound journey." If you'd like to get a copy of the book, we're going to make an offer today that you sow a seed of $20. We'd like you to be a part of our 2020 Vision Partners on Deborah Jackson Live. Why? Because we're on a mission. And that mission is to reach a million souls through palm, outreach, evangelism, mission, and in serving. Visit my website at www.DAJ Evangelistic Outreach Ministry. I need you to be a part of the King. That's the Kingdom Entrepreneur Network Group. Join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for Deborah Jackson Live. If you'd like to be a part of the Kingdom Entrepreneur Network, you can email me at deborahjackson2011@gmail.com and say the King, K-E-N-G, Kingdom Entrepreneur Network Group. There are 12 mentorship spots that are available. If you'd like to know more information, give this a call at 717-379-6663. Also, I have a song that I'm going to play as we close. We've got 5 more minutes. And I just want to share this selection that was written by me. May is Mental Health Month. And I would like to challenge you, or authors, writers, music, singers, talent, I challenge you to dare to dream. You would like exposure? You like to be a part of the Kingdom Entertainment, Kingdom Publisher Outreach Events? Give me a call at 717-379-1503. But listen to this selection written by yours truly.
Oppression had me down. Oppression had me down. I was searching all around. My affliction was profound. Lord, heard my crying, heard my plea, and you gave me what I need.
You gave me love, hope. You gave me healing for my soul. You gave me peace and joy. For my soul, yes,
Lord. Now there is a peace that's surrounding me. You gave me a healing for my soul. I had a breakthrough with you. Yes, I did. I found a joy within my life. You gave me healing for my soul.
Oppression puffed down. You're searching all around for healing for your soul. Call CME Changing Minds to Enrichment and call 717-379-6663 for healing for your soul. You're listening to Deborah Jackson on Deborah Jackson Live. Every day is a new day. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We have purpose and destiny. And you need to know that you are blessed to be a blessing. So be what God says you are. Be a blessing. One for the thousand, two for the thousand, 10,000. So walk out your purpose to fulfill the call, to fulfill destiny. Until next time, tune in to Deborah Jackson Live. Monday will be a Friday at 11. 30 minutes of entrepreneurial kingdom essentials.